Good morning, you goobers. My name is Sean Evans, and this is a podcast where we talk just to talk. How the heck are you doing? To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. What does that mean to you guys? Doing this podcast and understanding that a group of random people listen in, some of you I know, but also some of you I don't. Putting myself out there to find new ways to express myself. You know, attempting to be transparent as I possibly can, talking to people and getting your feedback has changed my perspective in many, many ways. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for all of you who do listen into the Goobs podcast. And I just want to say thank you. If you can get through a Goobs podcast from start to finish, you're probably a goober. Let's just keep it real. We're on the same wavelength or whatever you want to call it. It's a time where you can get away and just listen, maybe even learn something. Who freaking knows, dude, but I'm proud of every single one of you for pushing through this interesting time in life. We all have encountered obstacles during this COVID-19, but hopefully you're making it out alive with knowledge and experience, information that you can use to help others around you. But be careful, because not everyone will listen to you. Not everyone will gravitate to you and what you believe in, so it's up to you to distinguish who to give your energy to. Like a magician. The saying goes, a magician never reveals himself or herself, but I figure that magician has a few people in their circle, one that he or she can trust. So find your tribe and keep it tight. Continue working on your craft, because let's be honest, no one is going to wake you up in the morning so you can get whatever it is you need to get done. Maybe you're an artist who is having a tough time finishing a piece or a song. Maybe you're looking for something to inspire you so you can finish this project that you've been putting off for so long. It's okay, dude. Truly, and I mean that. Sometimes we need a nice reset on life, and hopefully all this has helped you learn more about yourself and even your surroundings. The atmosphere that you have chosen to be in, the people you have allowed into your life, it's all up to you, man. We're all authors of our own story, and that's that. Nobody will save you but yourself. Do whatever it is you gotta do to find that inner motivation, because at the end of the day, it's just you, dude. Even if you are sleeping next to a significant other, be a little selfish, but find balance. Take a few steps back, calculate your next moves, and take two steps forward. Just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Do not confuse movement with progress. The itch to do something that you want to do is the universe indicating that it's already yours. So with that being said, you need to meet up with that frequency. Figure out how to meet the opportunity in the middle. I know I'm still learning how to do that. Many of you listening are probably still trying to figure that out too, but I'm here. I'm here to listen and talk. But if you have a story that you want me to talk about on the podcast, perhaps it's a story that would be helpful for souls out there struggling with anxiety or depression, or maybe you don't even know where the hell you're going. If you have something that will help people, share it. Send it to me on Instagram at Sean Evans Official, or you can even email it at SeanTEvansOfficial@gmail.com. And yes, the T stands for Thomas. Supposedly my father named me and my brother thinking we would be movie stars. And it's crazy, because it's a full circle, man, because that's what we want to do. That's what we wanted to do, you know, even before we told him what we wanted to do. It's just crazy how some things just happen like that. Kind of like a puzzle piece. But this is just some Monday motivation for you guys out there listening. I got another shoot tomorrow in Orlando. Tomorrow night, actually, with Malik, Garrett, Lauren, Caitlin. And I believe there's another cat that's showing up. Her name's Katrina. But we're going to go over there, try to update our portfolio, get some work done, maybe even do a podcast. But you are who you hang out with. And these people are really, really good people. And if you are listening out there, guys, you know, thanks so much for everything that you do. And thanks for the feedback. And thanks for listening. And we'll talk soon. Stay focused, stay positive. And if you can't do any of those things, try switching up your everyday routine. Try and do something that you don't usually do. I know that's what I've been trying to do. And it's not very easy. I mean, it's definitely easier said than done. But if you're just trying to figure out something that helps you, and try doing something new, something different, something that you haven't done before. Maybe you've been thinking about it for a few years, and Maybe now's the time to do that thing. But, you know, doing this podcast, it's a lot of fun. I listen to podcasts and I listen to Theo Von. He's a comedian. You guys got to check him out. But I also listen to Marc Maron. And Maron, he had his own show on IFC for a while. It was scripted, but it was kind of based around his life, his actual life. He's a guy, middle-aged guy who lives in Los Angeles, and he does a podcast on his free time. But unfortunately, I was listening to his podcast this morning, and his partner passed away. And I don't really know the details, but it was just a really hard podcast to listen to. And death is such an interesting thing. I know some people who look at death as a horrible thing, but in a way, it's a celebration of life. You know, if there's a place better than this, then that's awesome. And that's something that we can try to focus on when we lose someone special like that. There has to be a place that's better than this. And I'm not saying that this place isn't great, because it is. Look around, man. Reality is beautiful. That's what Alan Watts said. If you know who Alan Watts is, you're dope. But life is beautiful. And during this whole quarantine, during the COVID-19 virus, I've really had a chance to enjoy the outdoors, working with my dad, going to the beach, and learning how to be more comfortable in my own skin. It's just really, really helped me. And I'm learning a lot. Every single day I'm learning. And maybe that's the state of being aware or being awake. But I'm here for you guys. Trying to do these podcasts more and more, trying to get used to you know, talking and keeping the conversation going. And I want to interview more people out there, new people. But yeah, I'm really blessed to be able to have this opportunity to have this podcast. I'm also really blessed and super grateful to be able to work when others don't have the opportunity to make money, even if it is a little money. It's more money that I had before. And working with my dad, you know, as many of you guys know already, if you've been listening to my other podcasts, we didn't always have the best relationship. You know, we grew up in Georgia. He was working all the time. And, you know, we were kind of poor at that time, and it was very stressful on him. My brother ended up living with our aunt and uncle for a few years. I ended up living with my grandparents. Shortly thereafter, getting adopted, we were separated for what seemed like 6 years. We moved to Costa Rica in 2006 after our house fire in Jacksonville, Alabama. I mean, shit happened quickly. Shit hit the fan, and I think about it a lot. And not to dwell, but I'm still learning about everything that's happened in my life. And maybe you guys do the same. I don't know. But my brother, he was planning on coming to Florida from Texas the 24th through the 28th. The 27th being our father's birthday. Man, he's getting old. He's an old man. But that was the plan. And because of our relationships between our grandparents, our father and all that, it just kind of made him feel a little uneasy about coming, because he felt like he didn't want to get in the way. So last night or yesterday, he hit me up and said, I don't think I'm going to come because of this and that. And I was a little pissed. I was a little pissed because I got my hopes up. I haven't seen him in forever. And, but I had to take some time to kind of think about it a little bit. And, I understand where he's coming from, especially after not seeing everybody for so long, myself included. But I get it. Even though it pisses me off and it upsets me that he won't be coming, it just inspires me a little more to work harder where I am so that we can meet up in the middle sometime in the near future. And I hope for this. I hope for this. And huge shout out to my brother, Adam, living in Austin, Texas. I know you're doing your thing, and I'm very proud of you, dude. And just keep it real. Keep it real. We'll do a podcast together very, very soon. And hopefully I can get to Austin this summer. I've been really wanting to get back to Austin. If you don't know, Austin is the music live capital of the world. Nashville is the music capital, I believe, but I'm pretty sure Austin still holds that title of the music live capital of the world. But I grew up in that area for about 5.5-6 years, started a band, met a lot of good souls out there, learned a lot about life, music, art, just everything. But hopefully I can get back to Austin for a short period of time, visit, you know, catch up with some old friends, old faces, maybe even work on music, who knows. But until then, we're going to keep pushing, we're going to keep working hard where we are, and we're going to stay focused. So with that being said, I know this podcast is short. I just wanted to give that little motivation out there for you guys. Hopefully you're listening and hopefully this helps. And if it does, let me know. And if it doesn't, then that's cool too. But this is the Goobs Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Sean Evans Official. That's pretty much, that is the only social media I use right now. So if you want to talk about life, you can. It can be confidential. It can stay between us, the two of us. If you want to tell me a story and you want me to talk about that story, maybe it's a funny story, maybe it's something that will, you know, brighten someone's day, let me know. But until then, guys, things are getting back to normal where I am, slowly but surely. The gyms are opening up. The barbershop's opening up. I know you girls out there are super stoked about being able to get your nails done. Is it an essential? I don't know. I'm not the guy. Don't ask me. But things are getting back to normal. And hopefully things are getting back to normal where you guys are, wherever you're listening to this podcast, wherever in the world. I know we got some people all over the world. We got a few 1%ers in Norway, Sweden, Philippines, and more. And that's so cool. I don't know who you are, but thanks for listening, guys. That's what's up. I'm out here at the beach right now. I was planning on seeing the sunrise, but I decided to take a little cruise, get a little coffee, and trying to get my mind right. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful out here. There's probably like 20 surfers out here killing it, ripping it up on these waves. But I'm very grateful to be able to be here today. And I'm just super blessed to have everyone that's been in my life help me get to this point. Because I didn't get here alone. I got here with a lot of support and a lot of help from a lot of you guys out there listening. So thank you. Stay in touch. We'll be in touch. But until then, guys, it's the Goobs Podcast. My name is Sean Evans. This is a podcast where we talk just to talk. And thanks for listening. All right. Bye.